A Maryland state lawmaker has fired a legislative aide who now says he was behind a fake news story about a Columbus warehouse reportedly holding thousands of fraudulent votes for Hillary Clinton. Cameron Harris says he started the website ChristianTimesNewspaper.com and wrote the well-known story because he knew it would get clicks. Harris worked for a Republican state lawmaker, but he tells the New York Times his motivation was purely financial.
They spread so far that the reach grows, and the more clicks that come in, the more ad revenue is generated. The ads you see in the sidebar of a website that you see on New York Times website.
Harris says the site brought him about $100,000 in ad revenue, including some $22,000 for the warehouse story. He apologized on Twitter and says he hopes his case spurs a larger conversation about how Americans approach the media. Steve Brown, WOSU News.